Welcome. Well, you are at home with Jim and Joy, and a blessed Easter Thursday Amen. To you. You are an important part of our family, and we are delighted that you have welcomed us into your home. We would love to hear from you. So send us an email with a question or a comment to jimandjoy@ewtn.com. And today, again, we have Troy and Kathleen Billings. They are a husband and wife team who speak at a national level. They host a couple of retreats, and they have co-authored a wonderful book entitled Simply Love, A Catholic Marriage Day-by-Day Guide. It's a beautiful book, and I encourage you, maybe during this octave of Easter, you're thinking, you know, my marriage, maybe we're in a rut. Maybe we need a resurrection. And I encourage you to go out to ewtnrc.com, get this book. And this is something simply, as it's so well titled, that you and your husband can do together. Either you do it together or you read it and then you could pass it to him and say, you read it. And then maybe after dinner, you can have a little conversation about it.
I'm sure they'll share with us more about
the ways book, to make that happen.
The format of the book. But you know, Joy, we always say how important it is because we've been praying together for a lot of years, right?
Yes.
47 years married, we're praying before then. And I look forward so much to praying with you during the day. And when we read what we're reading, maybe our Magnificat or whatever, we read the scriptures, read something from a saint, some wisdom, and it's so profound, we discuss it, and then we look at each other and we say often, what are people doing who don't read the scriptures, don't read a periodical, or don't have a devotion like this? All they're hearing is themselves, and there's nothing coming in from outside of wisdom or light of the Holy Scriptures, and you just keep getting the same regurgitation. Mm-hmm. And maybe some of it's really good, you know, that you know and your spouse knows, but you're not fellowshipping with the saints. You're not fellowshipping with the Holy Scriptures so it could speak into your life and convict you.
And change you.
Yes.
And that's the goal, right? Is that in marriage, we're ever changing. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, I'm not that.
I know you since you're 14, you've been changing, but you're still
I've been
the same
and I'm still changing. But you can go out to their website, troyandkathleenbillings.com, to find out about this lovely couple. And we're going to have a beautiful conversation with them about their book, the format of their book, and then also the ministries that they're involved with.
So we'll be right back. Plenty more to come. Please don't go away.
Welcome back. Well, today we have Troy and Kathleen Billings with us again today. They're a husband and wife team who speak at a national level. They host couple retreats, and they've co-authored a wonderful book entitled Simply Love, Catholic Marriage Day by Day. And this beautiful book, helpful to your marriage, is available at ewtnrc.com. You know, maybe you know somebody, we're getting ready to come up upon the wedding season of May and June. This is a great gift to give to a couple that's getting married. You could go to their website, troyandbillings.com. Troyandkathleenbillings.com. Well, we talked about the book. We talked about the catastrophe that happened in the book disappearing from planet Earth. I mean, that was like a mission from
hell.
We
were impressed with you, but how you handled that, you know, that's very impressive.
I couldn't believe that you could still breathe and tell that story. Anyway.
By God's grace.
Yes.
We want you to tell our family the format of that book. So if they get the book, what are they going to find in it? How is it going to change and enhance their marriage?
Sure, yes. So it's a daily devotional. So it begins with a quote from either a scripture or a saint. And then that quote is followed by a little reflection based a lot on our own lived experience in the trenches every day of striving to live out sacramental marriage. And then it closes with a prayer that the couple can say together. And that's the part we're most excited about, because so many couples really, they want to pray together. They know they should pray together, but they're like, how do we do it? Or it's awkward, or it's, you know. Yeah. So this gives couples a beautiful prayer they can pray together that's specifically about the topic that day, right? It's whether it's increasing a certain virtue or just growing in holiness together, improving their communication skills, whatever that is, they're praying together that day about it. And so that is really beautiful.
And something I wanted to share too, you know, when we talk about praying together, so for some people it can feel daunting, maybe in the beginning, but we purposely wrote each reflection to take no more than 5 minutes a day, right? So everybody's busy, everybody has lots of things going on, and often people will use it as an excuse, well, I just never could get to it.
Right.
Five minutes, right, is nothing. And so we purposely wrote it to be short, and then it brings you together at the end where you can just, you know, talk about what you've reflected on, and then closes in a prayer.
Well, I love your reflection, because your reflections are so relatable, because people reading who go, oh yeah, I see myself in that.
Right.
And
you
were vulnerable in the midst of it, you know, as you're telling your story through things.
Right.
Which is so beautiful, because then people can go, that's us, we did that once, or this happened in our family. And
or I'm not alone, right?
I'm not alone, which is really important, because we think we're the only person on the planet this has happened to.
Exactly.
I love the story, I'm a real adventure. But you see, God puts people together. Jim will always think about the worst case scenario.
Mm-hmm.
I'm never thinking about the worst case
scenario.
Gotta
be ready.
We gotta be ready for anything. For things to disappear on the internet or the cloud. He did not need to know that story.
I'm scared.
But I love the story when your family went to Europe.
Yes.
And then you were traveling up this beautiful mountain in a van.
Yes.
Just tell that story about how you related to marriage.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Well, so first of all, how we relate to
you were driving.
I was driving. That is true. Yes, and you know, we're going up and up and up this very steep mountain in Andorra. It's a beautiful country. How does it relate to marriage? First of all, we should always be soaring to greater heights, right? So I'm going to use that as a parallel. And life is an adventure. Life is a blessing and a gift. And as we're going up this mountain, Kathleen, my beautiful wife, loves the mountains. I do too, by the way. But the mountains are fantastic. You're taking beautiful pictures. It's God's glory. Yeah. And you know, no matter how scary it might feel, and those are some very steep mountains, God is always there, right? Mm-hmm. And there's the beauty that you can see in the scenery. And like a mirror image, reflects back to us as a married couple and as our family, right? Mm-hmm. And so we should never really fear if we know God is there.
But up that mountain, there were no guardrails at
There were no guardrails, that's right.
I know, I was trying to.
I paid attention to that.
Yes.
I was like, this is exciting.
Yes.
How are your kids? I mean, what a faith journey for them.
Yes, exactly.
They had to really believe in you, Troy.
They did. I love my kids, they believe in me.
They're like, Dad's got this.
Yes.
Their mountain story is a lot better than ours. Because we did Grandfather Mountain in North Carolina with our kids. We had an old station wagon, and the twins were sitting in the way back looking the opposite way. Those old seats where you're not facing front. So we did Grandfather Mountain.
And they did looking the other way.
They
could tell that story.
So their reflection was never driving the mountain again.
But that's such a beautiful way to see it and to understand it and to say, God, you protected us. We went, we conquered, we did it, right?
We trusted.
Yeah. You hit on great themes, because we were going through it, Joy and I. By the way, you don't have to do this chronologically, do you?
No. That's the beauty of the book. Okay. We purposely did day one, day two, not January 1st, January 2nd, right?
So you could literally could start any day of the year, just start with day one, or,
some of the teachings I got out of it, courage, you have one on courage, steadfast love, listening, loving exchanges in front of your children, how that's needed. Death to ourselves.
Yeah.
Honoring and affirming the other one.
About
fruit of the Spirit, rising above the clouds.
Right.
What was that one about? Do you recall it?
So
I
love analogies. Okay. I really feel like in spiritual life, you know, you can learn so much by drawing it out, you know, from daily experiences. So I was referencing, you know, when you're in an airplane, right? often, you know, you start out on the ground and it might be a cloudy, rainy, ucky day, but then you go up, you know, and then you rise above those clouds and all of a sudden within mm-hmm. minutes it's sunny, right? But you can't see that from on the ground, but you know the sun is up there, mm-hmm. the sun is still shining, right? And so yeah. often in life and in marriage specifically, yeah. you know, we're in the trenches, we know there's a greater beauty in the midst of all that messiness, but we have to trust in God's providence mm-hmm. to get us to that point, right? Yeah. You know, we have to trust that God is going to make something beautiful out of this struggle, out of this difficult time yeah. that we're going through, out of whatever it is, right? You know, marriage is mm-hmm. hard, marriage yeah. is difficult, but God has such a beautiful plan for mm-hmm. couples.
So you
for
remind
marriage,
one another
you know?
About that. Honey, yeah. there's a sun up there somewhere.
Yes,
that's right.
Yes, it's we know cloudy. There.
Yeah,
it's
you both
go.
I do believe that.
I don't see anything.
But, you know, that's such an important yeah. Yeah. thing yeah. to have in your repertoire right. as a couple, and how many young couples don't get that. Right. I mean, they just think it's all clouds, you fall into despair, right. or, you know, you've changed, I've changed, was this thing, you know, what's right. going on here?
Or the illusion that the sun's supposed to be shining every day.
Right, you know? Right. exactly.
It's like, wait yeah. a minute, this doesn't feel right. Like, we would do right. premarital counseling, and and then we would do a three-month checkup after they got married, you mm-hmm. know,
right.
which was
mm-hmm.
really
yes,
the real
yeah,
deal.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then they come back and we say, well, how's it going? And she'd be like, I can't stand him.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't know it was going to be like this. Like, he's getting on my nerves. I was like, yeah. yes, this is called marriage.
Yes. Yeah.
It's like, what did
yes.
you think was yeah. going to happen? Mm-hmm. You know, because yeah. they're all just, oh, I love him. He loves me. We're going right. to be married. We're going to just be dancing yeah. on clouds for the rest of
right.
our lives.
Right.
Yeah.
Let's,
well, let's, try get, dishes and yeah. Yeah. dinner and yeah.
Get again to just the importance of the book or, you know, whatever reading you're doing that has something with Scripture, the saints, a prayer. Just the importance of praying together as a couple, the essential right. nature of that.
Right.
What's happening in the supernatural realm? You know, because I know it's happening when Joy and I get together, and I usually always want to get together. Early on in the marriage, sometimes it was like, or maybe I don't want to share that I feel oppressed.
Right.
Because I've been praying for the oppression to go. I've gone to my prayer partner, Guy. He prayed for me, it doesn't go. Mm-hmm. Maybe even father, and it doesn't go. And why don't I ask Joy to pray for that sometimes? What's mm-hmm. with me that I can't quite ask that? But when I do ask her to, and I haven't in a while, because it goes.
Right.
I said, Joy, I feel oppressed. I don't know what it's about. But it's hard to reveal a weakness. Like
right.
I'm supposed to be okay with everything.
Right.
I can handle everything. And to say, I can't quite handle it. She prays, and it's like, bam, done. And sometimes it's like, well, I don't know if I want her to have that much power. But you know,
right.
so these are the crazy things.
Right.
But the power of a mate that's given by God an authority that nobody else has to pray for you. And so you can do for her what the Pope can't do,
mm-hmm. right.
you know, what
right.
the priest can't do. Why? Because
right.
you're a husband, because you have that authority. And the same thing with a woman.
Right.
She's made for him and compliments him, and there's some things that only like she could do for him.
Right.
If we really believe that, then we'd pray for 5 minutes.
Right, mm-hmm. right,
and,
right.
And, you know, and just ask for the power of God to come on us.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, and likewise, there's a story I love. Alice von Hildebrand, she has a book called By Love Refined, you know, and okay. the subtitle is Letters to a Young Bride.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a story that she talks about, that she shares in there, and she talks about having a Tabor vision of your spouse. So when Jesus went up to Mount Tabor,
yeah.
his disciples saw him in all his glory, mm-hmm. right? But then they had to walk back down that mountain, walk through Calvary, but it was that vision that mm-hmm. they were given on Mount Tabor mm-hmm. of Jesus in all his glory that sustained them through mm-hmm. the difficult, right, through the crucifixion. Mm-hmm. And she said, when we are married, we are given that same gift of our spouse, right, a mm-hmm. Tabor vision. We see them for all the beautiful that they are, all the potential, and we have to keep that at the forefront of our mind through the difficult moments,
mm-hmm.
right? When the going gets tough, when the
mm-hmm.
things get messy, when the dishes are overflowing,
mm-hmm.
when I'm exhausted and I don't want to do it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, there's the holiness in those moments, right?
Yeah.
And then we see those, we have faults, right? You know, and
mm-hmm.
that's how we're sanctified through
mm-hmm.
those, you know? So to keep that vision at the forefront, you know, but absolutely
yeah.
praying for one another is so powerful.
Yeah, and I want to share something else. So when we talk about prayer, We often think about either that quiet prayer to the Lord or praying out loud with our spouse. But prayer is also an act of love, an act of sacrifice. And I shared this in the last program about, you know, how sacrifice means to make holy. Okay, but each and every act that we do, whether we're actually, you know, communing and talking to God with one another, or we're actually doing something. We talked about the messiness of the dishes or whatever. Yeah. We're doing it as an act of love our other. That's also prayer, and that's what we're called to do. That's the communion we have between God and our spouse.
Mm-hmm. I make my life a prayer to you.
Right. Exactly.
The verbal prayer, the written prayer that we're praying together. Right.
What do you think the resistance is in marriage? Was it just their formation? I mean, because...
To prayer, you mean?
To pray. Why people don't want to pray.
Because people don't want to be vulnerable.
Right.
You know, where we live in a society where, like, we've been hurt. Mm-hmm. I don't want to go there. I don't want to open up, even to our spouse, mm-hmm. right? You know? Prayer is vulnerable, mm-hmm. right? And so I think that couples are afraid to be vulnerable. Like we'll be fine in other aspects of our life, right? You know, but when it comes to that deepest level mm-hmm. of our soul and bearing that to our spouse, like, you know, I think that is it. You know, we live in a culture where we don't want to be vulnerable with that deepest mm-hmm. part of who we are, mm-hmm. you know.
And when Christ died on the cross, that was the ultimate mm-hmm. sign of vulnerability, right? You know, and when Christ says, you know, if you want to follow me, drop everything else and come, you know, people are, it's the fear factor of holding you back mm-hmm. from really modeling. But when you do, when you finally recognize, wait a minute, you know, I am called to be vulnerable, and that's a gift that points back to Christ and the cross, that's where that true glory and grace comes.
Right.
And numerous of your teachings in the book go back to that principle of in losing your life, you're going to find your life.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And if each of us lose our lives, then we're going to be affirming one another. Because part of the fear is what I'm about, what I'm trying to do, going to be affirmed.
Right.
So you do that for one another. It's so important for the children.
Right.
Because this is the key. We were speaking about this, you know, in the green room. Such despair, psychological problems, depression, suicide. And the kids have more than they've ever had, ever.
Right.
But that isn't the answer. It's like, what are you giving away?
Right.
And God wants you to give your life away.
Right.
And I think kids are ready for that challenge. I mean, they're in despair over what this
culture
is peddling.
I think we're asking too less of them.
Too little,
yeah.
I mean, we are. And, you know, as Christian parents, as Catholic families, I mean, we need to raise them up. Because our children are alive for a time such as this.
Right.
I mean, they are.
Exactly.
And they've had a witness of marriage. And it's like, okay, it's your turn
now.
Now you take your torch and you run and you let your light shine.
Right.
And you blow this thing up with the love of God.
Right.
Because the devil is about to just destroy.
Why did you name the book Simply Love? Simply
well, actually,
love.
You know,
it sounds
so,
like that's kind of light, maybe it's not. You know, like simply love. What?
Our Sunday visitor actually, you know, came up with the title, but they told us on the Feast of Saint Therese, you know, and Saint Therese is all about the little way, right? You know, and making things holy through the little moments each day. So we're like, that's beautiful. That you know, we were cool with it.
Yes.
Like
right.
you know, we did. Like,
no,
that's a great title,
easy, right? Because you know, I mean, if you some. Couples and there's resistance because they think it's insurmountable. Like, oh, I can't. I don't have time. I don't.
Right.
We said, well, just bless each other before they leave. Just I bless you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Give them a kiss. Bye bye. Just start somewhere.
Yes.
Say the Lord's Prayer together. Start
exactly.
somewhere. In a Simply Love book. I mean, who can have an argument about that?
Right.
We're just trying to simply love here.
Right.
But
like,
nobody has to have an attitude about that.
Right.
If we rightly understand love and the definition of love.
Right.
And all the teachings, and you do 2 days of people, just simply love. If you know what the word is, just simply, in this situation, all situations, the joys and the sorrow, simply agape.
Yes.
Right. Mm-hmm. Don't overcomplicate
it. So that kind of reduces it.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Seek
beautiful.
First the kingdom and his righteousness.
Right.
Seek the one thing, his kingdom. Right. This isn't all that complicated. The love is profound. Simply do it. God, give me grace to do it.
Right.
I'm going to hold you over for the final segment.
Sure. Yes.
So we'll share more about the book and anything else you want to share about.
Okay.
So plenty more to come, having a great conversation on the sacrament of marriage, the sanctity of marriage, the power that is in marriage. We'll be right back. Plenty more to come. Don't go away. Welcome back. We're continuing our conversation with Troy and Kathleen Billings. I just noticed something that you had written that it's something like this, that, you know, marriage is your pathway to to heaven.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah.
That,
yeah.
That's really yeah. profound. You know, we look yeah. for all sorts of things to say, I've really contributed this, or I'll give my body to be burned for the Lord, and I'll do something. He's not, just be married and love mm-hmm. your wife.
Yeah. You know,
and because
yeah.
this is the pathway I've given you. So right. we just have about 3 minutes left or so. We just want to turn it over to you both and all of your experiences and your successes and failures and joys and sorrows and teaching yeah. all over the country. What would you like to share yeah. in the last few minutes?
But God has a special plan for each person's marriage, you know, and I think so often couples might forget that, right? You know, when you're in the midst of the daily difficulties, you know, and challenges, that God has a purpose and a plan for you as a couple, and He wants to make your lives holy, and He wants to walk with you together to heaven, right? You know, and I think when we first got married, I thought, oh, you know, we're going to get each other to heaven by praying together and doing all these great things, but it's more the refining of one another through
wow.
through dealing with each other's weaknesses mm-hmm. that yeah. brings the beauty out, you know? So allow God to mold you in that, you know? And don't see it as a hindrance to holiness, but the path to holiness, you know, that your
That's
spouse
right.
is your path.
I keep thinking of an experience, and it's kind of rare, you know, because Joy and I mm-hmm. really get along quite well. We do this, but periodically it's just like, there's something we just don't agree upon.
Right.
It's usually her fault, but so yeah, and it just goes on until we go to bed at night. Yeah. So, you know, honey, I can't go to bed. We can't resolve this. We're just seeing it really different. But I want you to know, my love for you is more important than solving this.
Right.
I said, so I just need to, you know, don't let the sun go down on your wrath, kind of thing.
Right. Right.
So can
right.
I go to sleep now? Because I just, you know, I'm more committed to you than the answer to this.
Yes.
But what would you like to share
yeah.
in the last couple
yeah,
of minutes?
The other thing I want to say is, when the going gets tough or it really gets hard in marriage or you've got something really heavy weighing on your heart, mm-hmm. you know, adoration is the key. And I want to just talk about that a little bit. As Catholics, right, there's no greater place that we can go than to get down on bended knee before our Lord. And, you know, one of the greatest gifts that we've given each other through our marriage since day one is we made sure we've gone to adoration, you know, weekly, and we've done that consistently year in and year out. So mm-hmm. I want to just drive that point home. And
that's
then
the great point.
Final thing too is, you know, we now live in Greenville, South Carolina, and the rosary, so powerful that the rosary can be as the weapon of choice against, you know, evil and to protect your marriages. And in Greenville, you know, thanks be to God, we have a rosary ministry that we've started, and I can't emphasize strongly enough the power of the rosary as
yes.
well.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for being with us. It's great
yes.
to have you at home
us.
With yeah. Jim and Joy. Go to TroyandKathleenBillings.com. Is that what it is?
Yes,
.com? Because I'm not seeing it up there.
Yeah.
Plenty of information. They have the pilgrimage that they're going to be making to Italy. They
yes.
want you to be a part of it. It's going to be absolutely mm-hmm. wonderful. So thanks for being with us today. You be encouraged. God has something very special for your marriage and your family. You're an important part of this family, the EW10 family. You're never alone, and you're always at home with Jim and Joy. Bye now.